Blog Talk Radio.
Time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. Program that in your BlackBerries and your iPhones and your smartphones, anything else you might have, in your pages, whatever, whatsoever you carry it. 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have not heard this show before and also who are listening for the umpteenth time, understand, folks, we are here and we are representing. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted alongside with the sexy hood dime, the lovely knick-knack, the nutritious breakfast to start your day, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Andy. How are you doing this lovely evening?
You know, I'm maintaining, and this is going to be a very interesting night, folks. I'm loving it.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Above and beyond, folks, we live vicariously through you, broadcasting live at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you will soon find out, tonight will be no different. Get your paychecks ready, folks. It's a payday winning weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Wednesday, July the 27th, 2011. This year is just rolling on by. I can't believe it. This is what's up. It's hot outside.
Very hot.
We enjoying the heat is just on the phones, on the internet, outside. You're going to have to just tonight, folks, you're going to have to warm up your computers and warm up your phones because this is a very hot topic.
Woo.
Can I ask you the infamous question, Ms. O'Neill? How was your weekend?
Oh, shoot. My weekend was great. How about yours?
I had one of the best weekends ever. You know, I met some interesting people. I want to send a big shout-out to all the folks that helped out with recreating and helping the new cover of the book, Second Place Women and Come In First. It's fantastic, folks. It's a great read. Check out our pictures on Facebook, and you'll see that. Last week, we had a wonderful, wonderful topic. We talked about the 80-20 rule, and folks understand the numbers were off the chain. That was a high-ranking show. For those of you who are in the chat room, check it out, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend. Go back and hit last week's archive show. Click on the link and share it with a good friend. You'll be amazed to hear how Ms. Oatmeal kept the realness going on. So you can follow us, folks, howwasyourweekend.com, Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page. Listen to us on Twitter, HWY Weekend, and also be able to check us out, Miss Oatmeal with the Realness herself, the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen, .com. As we come to y'all tonight, I want to send a big shout out to those who suggested this topic, because you know what? The show is about you, folks. Y'all said this was going to be interesting. You like the show, you like the responses, and you want us to talk about certain topics. Well, guess what? tonight is going to be that night.
And we're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So if you are a little shamed and a little timid, this might not be the show for you.
Nothing to be ashamed about.
Well, somebody just may not be, you know, they, like me, I got saved last week.
Okay.
So they may think that there's going to be some stuff that I may not say because I just got saved. But understand this, folks. I know how the heathens do. And I'm going to represent on the heathen side of myself tonight and open up the doors and ask the question, can good sex get you in trouble?
Mm.
What a lot of people want to say, that's a very direct question. It's a yes or a no. It's a maybe. We're going to find out just how that can happen. If it's a yes, please explain. If it's a no, how dare you say such? So we're going to get into it tonight, Miss Oatmeal. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your mama, your daddy, that cousin you be texting every now and then. Go on and send that mass message to your folks. Be like, y'all don't want to miss this. Good sex can get you in trouble. We're on the online happy hour, folks. Let's talk about that, Miss Oatmeal. Just exactly what is good sex from the female perspective? Do tell. Pray tell.
Well, good sex is when you're enjoying sexual intercourse.
Ah, sexual
intercourse. When you are stimulated, your body, your mind, your back is into it. You are into it. It's good.
Ah, okay.
It has spoke to you.
I hear the flowers.
You have woke up. You're not faking it. You are enjoying what is going on and with that person.
Mm.
That's what good sex is.
I hear the violins. I can smell the flowers.
That's not love. That's sex.
Mm.
That's the same feeling that men feel.
Well, see,
so it's not a violin scenario.
Most men would tell you, and this is most, I can't speak for all. I can just speak in the circle that I come from. And y'all may say, well, A.B., you run with some little nasty, trifling, no good mother. Yeah. You know, label my people what you will. But I'll let you know that they may say that good sex is when the back is sweaty, your mouth can't close, your big toe has touched the heel of your foot. Your breathing patterns are irregular. And you can cuss somebody out and kiss them in the mouth at the same time. Good sex. Understand, folks? It's going down. What determines good sex is a very good question. I wonder. What determines if the sex is good? Well, understand this, folks. If the sex is good, the response may not always be positive. What the hell do you mean, A.B.? Well, it's a possibility somebody could kind of, you know, slap you around a little bit, choke in, and do kind of crazy stuff to you physically because they really don't know how to respond to the action that just took place. See what I'm saying? See, it's times when you say that the good sex brings out the worst in somebody. And can it get you in trouble? Yeah, absolutely. I can give you a prime example. This week in the world, my corporate world, somebody approached us in our room and said, well, we don't mean to interrupt, but does somebody have a blue Ford Taurus outside? Like, no, no. Usually when somebody says that in the corporate environment, the first thing you think, well, maybe his car might be getting repossessed. You know, it's tight on your homeboy. But then again, they come back a little bit later and they say, well, listen, you know, if nobody knows who has the blue Ford Taurus, does anybody know who has the white Pontiac that's parked next to it? So everybody gets a little worried. What are you talking about? What's going on outside? If you have the white Pontiac, you might need to move your car. Because the blue one right now is on fire with a brick in the front windshield. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like drama. So what, pray tell, can cause you to have your car on fire with a brick in the window? Could it be good sex got you in trouble? You done did something to somebody? You done touched them in that spot that they didn't even know they had? where they turned around and looked at you and asked you, what is your name? My goodness. But then you give them that response like, hey, you know what? It was just a sex thing. I really don't like you like that. I was just trying to get mine. But the sex was good, and it made you react in certain situations in certain ways. Folks, we need to hear about that. I know you know about it. Don't be shy tonight. This is what really goes on. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. The phone line's about to get hot like chicken grease tonight, folks. Let's get with it. Let's go ahead and keep it in Dallas, Texas, if you don't mind, Miss Oatmeal.
Go ahead.
And get that man, as they say, we call him Big Ray. Chosen One is in the place. Big Ray, what's happening, my man?
This is Big Ray coming to you live from Detroit. I'm all over like a dog named Bozo. Let's get straight to the point, Andy Brown. Can't get sex to get you in trouble. Only if you let it. You got to be, you want to have the mind in control of the body and not the body in control of the mind. Reason that person got to break through the window and the car set on fire, one cause they was giving the grid is because they stopped when they had bad communication or bad understanding. They said in order to get a good understanding. A lot of people don't understand what they're working with or who they're working with before they start working. When your corporate situation, before they let you work on it, then you interview, didn't they? Sometimes they give 2-3 interviews and they test you to make sure you're up for the job and have the aptitude to handle the job at hand. Not going to go berserk or post to what some people call it. You know, can't get sex to get you in trouble? Only if you let it. You got to be in control of the situation and not have the situation be in control of you. Now, I'm just saying sometimes you get it. You might run up on that once a decade and make it go woo, woo, make it flickety woo. Hey, I understand that. But once it's over, hey, you got to come back to reality. And reality said, hey, you got to handle the business at hand.
So
and
once it's over, you got to come on back to reality.
Yes, sir. Reality check. You still got to go to work. You still got to pay the bills. And sometimes the thrills help you pay the bills on a temporary situation. Now, if you set yourself up right and do it in a proper perspective, that could be a long-term range when you get to marital bliss. But, you know, a lot of people, they go into it backwards. You know, see, a man has things to go through him called testosterone. And then a woman has certain things go through him which lead the man down a certain way. Now, a way to alleviate the problems is for a lot of women out there keep their legs closed. You know what I'm saying? The reason there's a lot of chaos going on because a lot of people don't like to play by the rules or follow the guidelines in the book. That's why they get them adverse results. Can I get a witness?
Real.
So you say if the women keep their legs closed.
Hey, put it in proper perspective. You know,
the man's emotions won't get caught up into her and it gets beyond the sex. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you want them to get caught up from a woman's perspective. If you ain't getting caught up, you ain't doing your job. But everybody got a job. You know, you got to know your own routine. As a man, hey, I want to get you caught up. I want to make you levitate like David Copperfield. In the same sense,
well, it's not about, you know, trying to get this person caught up all the time. If you have an agreement, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You always don't know which way your emotions are going to go. You might just meet that one, and then your emotions change.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. So it's not always about, okay, I'm trying to get this person from the male or the female's perspective. Y'all could have had an agreement, and one person's emotions change, and they're trying to flip it because they've gotten caught up. See, because you can't control, you can control it for a minute, but it's going to be that one that gets you.
Baby, why not?
It happens. Why? Because sex shouldn't be used so freely. So we can't get mad when we out there having free sex and then all of a sudden you get that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that connection with that wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You don't know what to do.
You get shanked. Because it happens.
Y'all
know it. You can meet up with somebody and think, well, you know, I can blame it on the alcohol tonight. And you can just think in your mind, you put it down, and she gave it right back to you in an immaculate way. And you wake up the next morning ashamed of what you've done. But deep in the back of your mind, you fight the temptation to resist, to call that person back and wonder, ooh, I wonder can she do that again? But I'd be too ashamed to take her around my folks because what would they think about it? Can good sex get you in trouble? Ray brought up a little point about the testosterone, you know, wanting to know if this can happen more in men or more with women, you know, the reaction can cause sex to get somebody in trouble. Does it happen more often in men? Do men really get more caught up than women? How those emotions really play a little toll on the mindset. And you got to dig down deep and see what really goes on. I want to go back to the phone lines, if you don't mind, Ms. O'Meal, and tap into the phone lines.
Sure.
We have a caller out of the DF Dub that wants to chime in. Area code is 214, last numbers ending in 7225. Caller, you're on the online happy hour. Who is this?
Hi, this is T.D. Ballin, the writer of Suspicion Lies and Sweet Potato Pies. How are you?
Hey, T. Ballin, how you doing?
I'm enjoying this conversation because it's exactly what our play talks about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just listening in to how the wrong lover can get you in trouble. How are you?
We're doing very well, very well. If y'all don't know, she has a wonderful play that's out right now, Suspicion Lies and Sweet Potato Pies. Definitely check the information out, folks, on Facebook and on YouTube as well. The play should be coming to a city near you. So give us from the female perspective, if you don't mind. Help us understand, T. Bible. Does it happen more often in women getting caught up and having sex cause some trouble?
I think so. I think it probably it's women get caught up because of the emotional connection, but I think men get caught up not understanding the way a woman is thinking. I think that men think, okay, this is cool, you know, we're on the same page. And I think that sometimes what happens is that the woman is on a totally different page, and that's when you have men having these babies outside. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh my God, you know, I didn't even think she was going to get pregnant, or I didn't think this, and then you just have all these issues, you know. So I think that's what it is. I think that these people are not communicating well, and that's the biggest problem, and it could lead to murder, like in the play. There you go. You know, but, you know, we laugh, but, you know, there's been incidents right here, you know, in Texas, you know, sex crimes and that kind of stuff is very, very rampant, you know. And people, you know, going crazy, you know, thinking a relationship is one thing and it's not. And it all usually stems from, you know, that fatal attraction or that, you know, that type of thing. So, absolutely. But I think women get caught up more than men.
So would you say that men become lustful and women's emotions get involved?
Yes, absolutely. Women are more emotional, and they're getting attached, and they're thinking, okay, well, you know, he called me twice this week. You know what I'm saying? They just over. You know how the Bible says that a woman can, you know, live off the crumb, you know, the crumb from the master's table. Women, they can take one phone call a week and be good with that and think that they are in a loving relationship. You know, but men are like, okay, well, I ain't call her but once a week. She ought to know what it is. So I think there's a disconnect. And I think that's
but
when women get all.
So a man gets caught up and he becomes lustful. He lusts after that connection that he's had with that woman sexually.
Well, and then, but then that. This is the issue. Right. But the issue with a man is if they really fall in love, some of them go cuckoo. So it's really, it's worse when you have a woman that's not in love and the man then fell in love and she like, wait a minute. That's an even worse situation. And that happens.
So
I don't think that happens as much.
But it wouldn't be love. It would be lust because their relationship is strictly based on sexual activity, not like a true mental connection. It's sex. So,
but sometimes you can get caught up, though. Right.
So he's in lust and mistakes it for love.
Right. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you know. And you know, it's just, it's a lot of factors that can play into it. But the answer, I do think that women fall for that more than men. Absolutely. You know, I think that men, especially nowadays, you know, a lot of men are not looking for anything real serious anyway. And if they happen to fall in love, it's like, oh, Lord, you know, I fall in love. And, you know, I guess falling in love would be a situation where you keep calling the person back and you don't really know why. In a man's
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to not – I have to disagree with you. I think it's 50-50. I think men
think
know how to cover it up. Yeah, I think they know how to cover it up. They can move on to the next.
Right.
They can move on to the next. While women, it's kind of hard for us to move on to the next one if we, you know, got caught up. I think men will get caught up, but we'll go on and move on to the next female.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't know how caught up are you really? How caught up are you really if you can move on?
There,
you know, I think it's part of the male, just their makeup, because they can be married and they have a problem and they try to move on or get divorced or what have you. Most of them can move on to the next female because they want to hurry up and fill that void. So it's not necessarily.
Yeah.
About that real connection.
And the sex is not going to be a part of having a reason to just totally leave you for the divorce, being straight up.
Not in the leaving
aspect. I'm saying if I'm married and me and my husband split up, most men are able to move on and jump on to the next chick if he hasn't already before he's left.
I agree with you on that.
They're going to replace, they're going to move that next chick in so they can get over this next one. I've seen it.
Yeah, now I agree with you on that. Some men, even when their wives die, they're remarried within 6 months. I mean, it's just something about they need that woman there.
Right.
Hold the line 1 second. We definitely want to get the other callers to chime in on this, folks. Keep in mind, if you are in the DFW, Saturday, August the 6th is going to be the grand opening of Ayaku Bar and Grill Lounge. Now, it's a very grown and sexy premier upscale atmosphere. The doors are going to open at 9 o'clock p.m. It's going to be live music, karaoke, a lavish buffet, sushi that is. The address is 721 South Watson Road in Grand Prairie, Texas, /Arlington. So if you know the DFW area, it's off 360 and Road to Six Flags. It's brought to you by the gentleman of the superlative 909 Group, 40 and Fly Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to bring him on. He's on the road. He's doing his thing, traveling. My man, E-Dub, is chiming in all the way from Kansas City, rolling on the freeway, doing his thing. E-Dub, my man, what's going on, bro?
What's happening, people? How's everybody doing?
What's up, E-Dub?
Man, I'm just hanging in there. You know what I'm saying? I had to give y'all a little piece of this topic real quick. Well, I'm hitting this highway, headed up to Ohio here for this family reunion. Say that again, Annie.
What you think about it, bro? Can good sex get you in trouble?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
You know
Let me tell you about E-Dub. E-Dub got some trouble chasing that split tail. You hear what I'm saying?
No.
Man, just real quick to give you what's the name. United States get you in trouble. I'm out for an evening one night. I go to the little old joint or whatever, the club, you know, meet old acquaintance or whatever. We getting ready to go. I done had one too many drinks, as a fella said once before, and end up getting a DUI, getting on the exit ramp of the highway to try to get to this tail.
Okay.
So that answers one question. Yes, it does get you in trouble.
So the DUI was caused by you trying to go get it.
Trying to go get it.
Not because you was driving while under the influence, but it was because you were driving to go get some influence.
Right. I had love on my mind. Isn't that Nicole said once before? And that was the only thing on my mind at that time. I didn't think about the fact that I had too many drinks. I just knew I could make it. At least I thought. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, kind of chime in on the last call. I didn't get to hear very many. But, there are some guys, you know what I'm saying, that can move on. But for the majority of part since the talk show has been going on and we all know the makeup of a man, somewhere we can't get too mad because God made us. See what I'm saying? So it's just like any other creature. They have their ups and their downs or whatever. They have it. We are hunters. We just like lions. We are hunters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if we miss out on one prey, you think we're going to give up? No, we're going to find another one. That's our nature. We are hunters, and a woman's nature is nurturing. So naturally, yeah, more feelings are involved with the female in my perspective. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're the first to fall in love, but not all the time. There's some brothers that fall in love, boy, and look, you can't shake them.
Man,
I'm talking about, man, I don't care what you do. You could threaten them with a pistol and tell them, you better stay 100 feet. They're going to stay 101 feet, but they still going to keep their eye on you.
Yeah.
Watching you from a distance.
Watching you.
That's
crazy.
He going to come out because I know I had to call E-Dub at 5 in the morning one time to help me out of the situation, man.
Thanks about somebody else getting those. Your old sweet me, watching,
man,
stalking.
You know what I'm saying? See, the thing of it is how many folk put a possession tag on another person.
Right.
You feel me? What makes you think you own that person or say that's my girl? You know what I'm saying? I understand that's a common talk, that's my girl.
That's the biggest mistake anybody can do, bro.
But
a lot of cats don't understand that. Because I've seen friendships dissolve on that same issue right there.
Mm-hmm.
You determining, she my girl. No, she my girl. Well, I did her last. Well, I was with her first. Really? So you trying to mark your territory upon your release?
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to lose the jeopardy of your homeboy to say, you know what? I think you deserve her better than I do. She ain't. No, she is not your property. So you getting in yourself in trouble. Worrying about this chick who ain't even think about now one of y'all. Because come Wednesday next week, she out kicking it with somebody else.
Real talk. Hey, Andy, I'm going to end.
Call in and challenge you. 646.
Andy, I'm
going
to end it real quick.
Nine. He's done. Talk to us.
I'm going to end it real quick with you people real quick. All I want to say is if you see J-Lo and Mark Anthony or whatever the guy's name break up real quick, right? They do, right? And the first phone call that J-Lo got was from Shine Puffy Combs. He ready to come home. Y'all have a good night. I'm out of here.
All right,
we definitely appreciate you calling in. That's my man, E-Dub. He's doing his thing representing Kansas City. If you've seen Ms. Oatmeal's video, knick-knack, E-Dub was the one that chimed in and started that conversation off, folks. So if you haven't seen Ms. Oatmeal's video, go ahead and go to YouTube, type it in, knick-knack. In fact, go ahead and get that ringtone on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and more, because I know you got 99 cents.
Nope,
go on and show your girl some love and get that knick-knack ringtone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an awesome topic tonight. The chat room is out of control. It's blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. Don't forget to spell was with a Z. Because we're talking about can good sex get you in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that the men are telling the truth about it, and the ladies have happened, Miss Oatmeal, they're keeping that realness 101 right along with you.
Oh, yeah. So, ain't nothing to lie about,
too.
I mean, come on now.
If we're talking about it, because sex is so good. Ladies and gentlemen, you must know this. I have to just bow down and a teardrop falls my eye when I think about it. Sex is so good. It is the only thing that God created on this planet that will produce life. You can't hug your CD and create a child. You can't watch a movie to have a daughter. You cannot expand your family by listening to the radio. But good sex produces life. Sometimes it might not even be good sex. It's just the act that produces. But think about it. If it's so good, How can something like that get you in trouble? I need to understand. Let's go to the phone lines, if we don't mind. 646-727-3279. Let's keep the call here in Dallas, Texas, and hear from the swag man himself, Keenan Green.
KG, you there? We don't hear Mr. Mack.
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
What's going on with you?
Man, it's good. I'm over here laughing at these conversations, you know, just tripping out with these folks. I'm going to throw this phrase out at you folks. Have you heard the phrase, the three letters BDR?
I got three women heard it.
BDR.
Okay.
That's called, that's that phrase that brothers look around and be out and say, man, don't get that bad dick report, that BDR. Well, you know, we're talking about how good sex can get you in trouble. Well, you know, brothers be meeting these chicks, trying to hang out. You know, hey, she knows she got a couple of friends. You know, no, she may talk. So he's like, you know what? I got to make sure I put it down on this child here because I don't want to put my business out in the street and everything. You know, so he goes in. He the mainstream man. And comes to find out, he falls into that wonderful ocean. And he put, and you know, he wakes up the next morning like, God damn. All I want to do was hit. That's all. And he's going to work and he's sitting up there, he doing his reports and then plucked his reports behind that good old sex. And then boss come at him and he talking about get you in trouble. Now he was trying to stay out of trouble, showing his manhood, and got caught trying to put it down and that chick put it on. But on the flip side of it, you know, ladies have to understand that, you know, like old boy said, we hunters. And we got to make sure that, you know, ladies don't get caught up with that guy trying to put it on you. Because he's putting it on you, someone else. But he's trying to make sure that, hey, man, I got to get some food. Hey, this chick here is smart. She got food in her fridge. I got to put it on her and make sure I eat good. Man, rent due. Next thing you know, that chick, like, man, I done paid this dude rent by accident. He done paid a bill for him. So, you know, I've seen folks get in trouble behind some good sex by indirect movement around here. It's just one of those things that, you know, hey, it comes. You know?
Right, so, I mean, it's like luck of the draw. I mean, it may happen, it may not happen. If you're going to go out there and have sex, even though, you know, if we're not supposed to be doing it, depending upon your religious beliefs, we're not supposed to be doing it because we know what it was made for. So this is me, my take on it. My take on it is if you're going to do it, you better do it good. Don't nobody want out there just be doing it just because.
Go for broke.
You know?
That's right. That's
a big
if you're going to have sex, to me, common sense, you want to have good sex, right?
Go for broke.
And you better put it down, I mean, because, you know, women will put you out there.
Make it clap in rhythm fashion.
And we'll put you out if you wake us up.
Heard the old school Earth, Wind, and Fire sing a song. Create a beat.
Yeah. Cause
sing your alphabet.
We going to get on the phone the next day. Girl, oh, man. It was a waste.
I'm going to tell you.
It was a waste. I mean, that's the conversation. Like you said, the BDR.
That BDR,
I don't know if that's
new to me. And you'd be surprised. You'll walk in the buttons or somewhere, and you'll see women see a dude walk by, and they all start laughing and stuff. Shoot, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. I as a promoter, you see it all, man. Man, it's hilarious, bro. And then you'll hear the chicks. You'll go stand behind the chicks, see what they're talking about, and they tell you, girl, this cat took me out. You know, I had to try him and everything. This nigga just fell asleep on me.
Right.
He's right.
You're right, Keenan. I mean, because me and my friends have had nicknames. And we'll say, there goes such and such. There's such and such to come over, you know, to whoever he, you know, was cool with, and everybody would be laughing.
And they get to teach you some stuff.
He don't know the whole posse, no.
You might turn your head.
He is not, yeah.
Hey, brothers, let me give you a little 411. The next time you walk up to a group of females, please understand if you can pull the player move, scratch the back of your ear. Look back and see if anybody is kiki-keying as you stroll away. Then you might just know. Because obviously your sex was not good enough to cause some trouble. It caused some laughter, but it did not cause any trouble. So understand, folks, this is, we just going to keep it real tonight, 100, 1,000%, however much you got to put in on this conversation tonight. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. The topic is, can good sex get you in trouble? Now, while we have you on the line, Kenan, if you don't mind, just share with us some of the signs that you know that there could be trouble because of sex.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I have
One of them, you know, which perspective you want to look at? You want to see it on the female side or the male side receiver?
No. I want you to just share in detail, if you don't mind, when you know that there is a question that somebody brings to your attention or an action that someone might do, that you know that there has been a cause, that this could be some trouble because of the sex. For instance, if you are involved with someone and you just, you know, you're cordial, and, you know, you caught a good vibe early in the relationship, let's say 1, maybe 3, 4 days. The conversation was good, and you felt comfortable enough with each other to go ahead and put it down. You put her in the crossface chicken wing. She loved it so much, she had to ask you, so where is this going? What's going on with you? What's up with me and you? Today? Now? Did I even get your middle name out of this conversation? I don't even know who you really are. And you're really trying to find out where this is going? We both had a moment. We acted upon this physically. And it stops right there until we can decide if I really like you enough to put a title on this. Or do you even really want to be bothered with my ass for a long period of time? Based on a sexual act, where is this going? This could be some problems depending on how you choose to answer or not to answer this question. Because, fellas, if you dip and beat around the bush and not be honest with it, you're asking for more trouble than you really deserve to get. It's okay to be honest at that moment. Would you agree, Kenan, or not?
Man, I would agree, man. I mean, it's one of those questions that when you put it down on her and you're like, you know what, she cool people, but I don't want that relationship right now. You cool people, and she the main one may have told you I don't want a relationship. Then all of a sudden, she just asks you, where is it going?
Because it can happen. All of a sudden, I mean, we just trying to kick it. We just trying to understand. We just caught the moment. Now,
and
I appreciate the fact that you brought me breakfast this morning, but I really didn't ask for all that. We don't need to take it that far because I really don't know you. Ladies, I know you've seen examples where men have probably done it. You've probably seen some men do the flip side, okie doke. Very next day, he was calling you, want to take you out to lunch and dinner, want to throw a little gas in your tank so you can make it on back over to his house. Whatever he had to do to get you, I just want to know when I can see you again.
Right.
You know, I need to be on your time.
He curled up and then, like, you know, y'all supposed to be booed up.
Yeah.
And you looking at him like, when are you going to get up and
right.
go home?
Right. Hey, you got to go, player. I got to go to work in the morning, but you fairly want to hang out a little bit longer, maybe because Miss Oatmeal, she put it on him, and he couldn't feel anything past his waist at that moment. She must be the one. I'm going to take the mama. I got, man, I ain't never had it on me like this, probably that day, but you understand the response. Folks, it is what it is. It's sex, and it's good sex. And it can cause some problems. Miss Oatmeal, do enlighten us with some realness 101. What are some signs that there could be trouble because of good sex?
Well, like the one I just stated, I mean, maybe you've had relations and sex with this person a couple of times, and, you know, you're feeling it. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice he's staying around a little bit. He's longer.
Mm.
You know, curled up in the bed like, he's supposed to be there,
mm-hmm.
not really wanting to get up and leave.
Let me be your housekeeper, girl.
More good morning text messages and how are you doing and what are you doing? What's up for tonight?
Ain't you working? Don't you, didn't you have something to do before you met her?
Their feelings and their mannerisms definitely changed.
Yeah, they stopped cutting the grass at home. Can't wait to see you.
You know, it goes to this arrangement to more communication.
Mm.
Even though you guys both in the beginning, because, you know, guys would be like, you know, I got this. You know what I'm saying? Do you got it? Can
wow.
you handle this? Yeah, I'm cool. Okay. Thinking, you know, both men, because your egos, and I don't blame you, feel like she ain't going to get me.
Right.
And then they start changing their actions. I mean, of course, you're supposed to respect her as a woman. She is a woman.
Right.
You don't want to be mean.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's
going full force with it.
Right. Then he finds himself calling more often, texting.
Right.
Leaving notes.
Hey, I know you live in DeSoto, and I'm up in Carrollton, but I just want to know if you wanted a bite to eat. For real. Really, dog. It's 5:30. It's traffic bad. By the time you get over here, you know, we'll probably be, you know, we'll be the night by then. That's okay. I can wait.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Get a random. Woo, this day sure is going by slow. How's your work day?
Really? I'm at work. I'm busy.
Do you really care?
Really? Like I told you I had these TPS reports, and they really were wearing me down. What you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Understand, folks. It's causing some problems. It's real talk. We want to get back to the phone lines, let the folks talk about this tonight. Y'all know this is Hot Like Fish Grease. Where else can you be in the privacy of your own home and have real talk, real conversation? You might not even be at home. You might be on your way over to get some trouble tonight. 646-727-3279. We have another caller that wants to chime in. We have Rhonda, Big Ray's sister, that wants to chime in from Dallas, Texas. Rhonda, you're on the line with us. What's going on?
I'm not from Dallas. I'm from Detroit.
Ooh.
The other detail.
Raymond visiting. I've been sitting here listening to y'all. Look, I've been sitting here listening to y'all, and I'm saying to myself, y'all keep talking about people breaking up, leaving alone, and breaking windows, setting cars on fire. That's when good sex has gone bad. That's when somebody trying to get out or been missing. And when good sex is good, ain't no breaking up. Ain't no leaving you alone. I'm not breaking your window, cutting tires, or setting cars on fire because I want us to be together all the time. You know it's bad when people start asking where are you. When they start wanting to hang around, when they calling your phone in the middle of the night, early in the morning. Y'all talking about bad sex. That's when you trying to get rid of somebody. Good sex will keep you coming back. No matter how many times you think you can move on, good sex will keep you coming back every time. You can move on, get married. When you've had good sex with somebody, you're going to think about
them. Mm. She has a good point, Ms. O'Meal.
Now, the same way you want to use an excuse of DUI, the same way breaking windows and stuff, that's when somebody's angry and upset because you stopped giving it to them. That's not because you're giving it to them right. That's because you took it away.
You get
right, so that means that your good sex has gotten you in trouble.
And causing some problems that you just can't get out of. See, when it's good and it's good for you, ain't going to be no problems like that. Your breakfast is going to taste good every morning.
Okay, but sometimes it'll be so good it'll make you want to go out and get a job. Sometimes it's so good it'll make you want to clean up your house, clean up yourself, clean up your act, clear your mind out. This sex is supposed to be a stress reliever. It's good for you, but it can be as good as it is bad.
It was a motivational tool.
Understood. But we appreciate the call, sweetheart. Let's go ahead and take another call and see what we can do. We have my man, AK, calling out of Shreveport, chiming in on the online happy hour. AK, what's good, my man?
Hey, chilling, AB. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Don't mind talk to us, man. Can good sex get you in trouble?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, man, it's from a guy's perspective, I'm going to tell you, like, straight up, man, it's, it's always a big shoes to fill, man, when you mess around, you date a female and stuff like that, especially if it's on just straight relations like that, you know, because it's like I don't want a relationship, I just want relations. So it's kind of like you got some needs, I got some needs, I just want to fulfill whatever, because, like, for real, when it really comes down to it, if a man can get you off at, like, 19 pumps, don't expect 20. He's just going to give you that right there and be done with it. Now, when he go above and beyond, you know, he's trying to do something, but, you know, it kind of backfires, man, when you mess around, you do all this extra stuff, because the first one that kind of shows, like, some real emotional attachment, the other one pull off. You know, because it's like,
real.
I'm digging you and stuff like that. Next thing you know, oh, no, I don't want nothing to do with you like that. You know, I can't text you. I can't have you on my mind like that. It's kind of got to be like, hey, I just needed you for this. I didn't need you for nothing else. It's kind of like know your role, but then it's like a catch-22 when you don't say nothing. You know, you get put in this real awkward position and stuff because, well, I didn't think you wanted me, so I stopped talking to you. And it's always bad, but, you know, from a guy's perspective, man, like, for real, we always want to try to put in some sort of work because we don't want y'all to be talking bad about us and stuff and be leaving us subliminal messages on Facebook about us and shit. That's hard on a nigga ego.
What Keenan called a BTR.
BDR.
That's crazy. BTR is Blog Talk Radio. Y'all know how we do. AK coming with it, man. That's real talk tonight. I mean, y'all know this show is getting hot. This show is just getting real heated. Folks, check it out. We're going to be real with you. You know the summer's here. You might need to just take a little getaway. Kids about to start school in a little bit. And before they have to go through all the grind, you got to go get, you know, the school supplies and things like that. I just jumped into the game myself this month, and, oh, Lord, I'm excited. But it might be time for you to book that last-minute summer vacation. Contact Travelaholics. The rates right now are as low as $200 per person for an all-exclusive vacation getaway to the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and also to the U.S. Virgin Islands. So contact them today. Holler at my girl Courtney. Her phone number is 817-915-8650, and the email address is travelaholics@hotmail.com. We'll put that in the chat room later on, but we definitely want y'all to know about it's time maybe to get away. Maybe that good hot sex is causing you some trouble and you need to just get a break a little bit. AK put it down, Ms. Oatmeal.
Yeah, he did.
So how do we know that it's sex and not something else? Maybe their conversation was just so great that they just had to just go crazy. Or maybe the way that they wear those certain clothes, you know, she just looked so good in them jeans and I just had to keep calling her back. I just had to see her again. Or maybe it's that coworker that worked in TPS reports. You just like the way she strokes that keypad. You know what happens at work. You stand at that coworker on the way to the break room. Every time she get up, you got to go follow it. And you just wonder with yourself, is it worth risking my job to tempt a sexual harassment statement? Can it get me in trouble? Because you know it's Friday, it's payday Friday, you're going to see them at your job. They out there wearing skinny jeans, you know, something too tight that's everywhere, dressed just hugging them like it's Thanksgiving.
Ready for happy hour.
And to show it off, I'm telling you, they was walking around the building today, everything jiggling. I said, all I need right now is some music. Because it's cracking up in here. The heels, the jeans, I mean, just ass everywhere. And I'm like, you know what, this is crazy. It's out of control. And they let you know sexual harassment is an issue. It can cause some problems. People are losing their jobs trying to get ass at work. So you mean to tell me that you would rather risk a paycheck for some ass, for some sex? Really? She looked that good to you, and you can't bother to just have a conversation with this person off the clock after 5, that you just got to go get it right then and there? Can I take you to lunch? You know, we can have a little conversation over at KFC or Potbelly's or the local McDonald's and see if I can put it down to you over here. You really got to come at the vulgar like that? Over your money. I don't know what kind of player that is. That's ridiculous.
It happens all the time.
You foolish mortal. How dare you risk your money for some ass or some sex you might not get? That's trouble. The key word is risk, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the next one for real. Hard Talk Radio.
Hard they get it. Hard they get it. And then maybe they're a CEO or some, you know, somebody in, of that nature, and they usually jump, can, you know, try to jump on a few females in the office.
Right.
They get one or two.
Maybe even three.
Right. You know, then one of them, he cuts it off with one. That one that get him fired. That's the one that turn in the sexual harassment report.
Now your badge don't work.
I have been at least three companies, and that has happened.
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, trust and believe about three companies.
Sorry.
Name brand companies now. I'm not going to say their names. If you know my background, you know where I work.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah, it's always the one that he cut it off with.
Wow.
If he find out he messing with somebody else in the office, mind you, he already got a wife at home now.
You're sneaking and freaking. Okay, to the weekend.
Vice President such and such, he's suspended. What?
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know he was messing around with old girl. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Y'all out of control.
Hey.
That's what I'm going to be honest with folks. I've done some nasty stuff in my life. But I'm not going to jeopardize a paycheck.
They do it all the time.
You foolish mortal. Can good sex get you in trouble? Sounds like it, folks. Understand this. Real talk, y'all. I may not say much, but when I do, I try to make it worth it. Holler at your boy, AndyBrownSpeaks.com. Life coaching. Creating a better life for you. You want to create some more noise on the phone lines and get it cracking tonight. We have heard from Detroit, Michigan up there. Let's go on and keep it live with the living lady herself. Miss Nikki, darling Nikki, is on the phone right now. Nikki, what's going on, sweetheart?
Hey, Andy, what's up? What's going on?
We loving it down here, sweetheart. How you doing?
I am doing okay. No complaints.
Nikki, what's going on?
Hey, Mill, what's going on?
Girl, nothing. Waiting on you to chime in.
You know, the funny thing about it is... To answer the question, yes, good sex can get you in trouble. But besides answering the question, I don't know what else I could actually add to the conversation for the first time. I have such a different, you know what I'm saying? I have such a different outlook on sex now that it just, when I hear people talk about like their experiences and, you know, you can't be breaking them off too good because then they catch feelings. If he can get you off in 18 pumps, don't do 19. I'm like, what in the hell are we
don't
talking about here? Don't do 19. I mean, so I really feel, in real talk, I really feel some type of way, and I'm actually saddened that we have taken, you know, the intimacy of sex and dwindled it down to, you know, basically whatever you can hear in the song. You know, it's amazing to me. Miss Oatmeal, you and I were talking about this on Facebook over the weekend, how Kelly Rowland damn near having an orgy in her video, you know, and I'm just like, really? Is this what it's come down to? And I,
yeah,
just, to me, hell, it's really, yeah. Yeah, I mean, soft porn almost. And it's really just gotten to the point where sex means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. So good sex can get you in trouble. Bad sex can get you in trouble. Unprotected sex can get you in trouble. I mean, it's just gotten to the point where we really need to look at ourselves and go, really? I mean, back in the day, we didn't even, growing up, I didn't even say the word sex around my mother. Are you kidding me? Now people have a menage with their mama and their boyfriend. I mean, really? I'm just saying.
Right.
So when I think about where we are with, you know, it's only two things on this earth that you can do with another person if you're in a monogamous relationship with them. That is make love to them and actually sleep with them. Do nothing else but just lay with them. Those are the only two times you get to experience being with somebody one-on-one in an intimate setting where the world does not enter your bedroom or wherever you choose to be. And for whatever reasons, we've taken that and dwindled it down to nothing more than 18, 19 pumps. you got yours, I got mine, we both got needs, and, you know, kick rocks, I'll see you the next time I get horny or hard.
It's
just
about
a little...
You trying to be... You said 18 to 19 pumps. That's why you're trying to leave Detroit?
Nah, see, I ain't never had those problems. Let's go ahead and keep it real right quick. You know, now, if I may digress a little bit, just for the record, I have been... I've had the dubious distinction of, you know, having men in my life that really, really cared about me. I've never, you know, even in undergrad, I had one boyfriend the whole time I was at Graham. So, I mean, I've not had these wild and crazy experiences that some of my girls have had with dudes who just don't give a damn. So, no, I've never had one of them type of dudes. And I think that can actually be attributed to the fact they actually, I don't know, gave a damn about me. Because I don't really understand how you can sleep with somebody or call yourself caring about them and you know, three strokes and you out. You know what I'm saying? I got mine, you better get yours. Oh, yeah.
Mm. I don't even see how you can proceed past a possibility of a second time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it ain't going to get better.
That's the first time you might be able to be like, all right, well, you know, you just,
hell,
you know.
No.
But then the second time, you shouldn't proceed, because that's not good sex.
Fellas,
I'm saying that
no, it's
not.
Form,
you don't get do overs when it comes to lovemaking. You don't get the do over.
Right.
You don't. That's
no
not
do-over.
An option. You don't get do
overs.
And this is why it's important that you really actually care. I don't know. Call me old fashioned. Hell, I don't know. Maybe it'd be cool if you actually gave a damn about the person, because if you did, then it wouldn't be all about the act itself. So, like, damn, you know, okay, damn, I'm really feeling him. He could actually be the one, but we got a couple of things we can work on. But not if you just, oh, yeah, oh, well, on to the next. I'm just damn near disgusted at the attitudes that people have taken, the nonchalantness when it comes to sex, just like it's nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Whew.
Well,
yeah. They treat some of the consequences like it's nothing as well. You know,
who does that? Like,
we keep it real on the online happy hour, and I'm going to say it.
What's that, Ms. O'Neill?
Consequences, you know, of this casual sex that we're having. People are having diseases. They dying from it. They spreading them. They get pregnant, don't want to be pregnant, having abortions like it ain't nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The 18, 19 pumps can last you, can have a plague on you the rest of your life. AIDS, HIV,
right.
You know, we're continually contributing to the single-parent household or black kids that are raised in single-parent households. I mean, it's just an ongoing, it's a snowball effect, all because we want to have some good sex. Okay.
Right. Somebody pulling up outside your house, calling you, ringing your phone, you ain't answering, you look outside, they doing a drive-by. It's a serious thing. That's crazy.
Crazy. Or you find yourself in the middle of some, this happened to a friend of mine was telling me that, you know, she had a client who came in and she had like all these scratches all over her face. And she was like, girl, what happened to you? And she was like, you know, I was on a date with this guy. We have been, you know, conversing for about 3 or 4 weeks. You know, had gone out on a couple dates, and this date was really special. I was dressed up. He was dressed up. Really nice restaurant. She said she couldn't step foot past the threshold of the restaurant door before this girl just came out of nowhere and just jumped on her. You know, he wasn't married to this chick, and maybe this is where good sex goes bad, but he wasn't married to this chick, wasn't his girlfriend, somebody he was dating or had been with at one point and just broke up with her. And so she just followed him to the restaurant and beat the girl up. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wow. It's foolish.
Could you imagine Ms. O'Neill? I know I couldn't. Because let me tell you who made the national news. Let me tell you who was on the national news that night. I was like, was that
right.
Nikki in handcuffs? You're damn right it was.
Because, hey, I would have followed her right on home as well.
Right on.
It would have been the police would have been a high-speed chase. Whatever would have went down. I'm telling
you.
Hello.
Crazy. This is just real talk, folks. I'm
yeah, that's wild.
Being grandparents in your 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, how about 30s? That?
Stop being grandparent, that's when good sex can really get you in trouble. Because now.
Nah, that ain't good sex. That ain't good sex, dog. That's
you
having kids, bro.
Before your 401k,
and you know what?
And
you know what? Is good sex at 22 the same as good sex at 38? I don't think That's my point.
Hey, now, 22.
I mean, you can do some amazing things at the age of 22. I can't, the young lady that was talking earlier, I didn't catch her name and stuff. I mean, the points that y'all are making about the consequences and stuff, totally understandable. It's right. I mean, hey, we ain't really even supposed to be doing this stuff right. What we doing right now, anyway? I can't turn back that time right there. And I can't say that I take all that stuff back. I did, but you know, hey man, I had a good time while I was in college. You know, thank goodness I ain't got no kids, no infectious diseases, nothing. You know, so I'm blessed. So I can't lie to you. You know. Experience was great. You know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is Nikki. I was the one who made the comment earlier about consequences. You don't have any infectious diseases. Great. Swell. You didn't have any kids out of wedlock, or you didn't have any kids at that point in your life. Excellent. Now, you walked away without any of the physical ramifications. They are not visible. You didn't suffer any consequences behind your sexual actions, and you had fun. Most young people, undergrad, we know that's how it jumps off. But hindsight's always 20/20. How do you know that just because you walked away from it physically, you know, intact, how do you know what you may have done to somebody else based on your actions?
You know what I'm saying?
How do you know? Yeah, for real talk. And women do the same thing. Men do the same
thing. I can't even lie to you. I can't lie, I've done it, but you know, at the same token, it happened to me, but I wasn't like a vengeful person that was out to do it to somebody else because it happened to me. It just happened like that because, like seriously, everybody that you meet and, you know, maybe you go out with and stuff, it doesn't really mean that this was the person for you. And I mean, like, literally, It just didn't feel like this is somebody I just want to be with, like, forever like that. Now, mind you, you know, the sex part, you know, it was of kind of no consequence. I didn't even worry about it. You know, ignorance on my part or gung-ho young boy, you know, with no fear, with an exclamation point on young boy. So there wasn't a whole lot of thought into it when I look at it like that. But I think we all have stuff that, you know, we think about and like, man, did I mess this person up? Yes, no, maybe. You know, I mean, you know what? The bad part about it, and it reminds me, I did actually have somebody try to run me over in a car. You know, I've actually had to have fisticuffs with dudes behind a girl. And I'm like, yo, you know, it wasn't that serious, cuz. But, you know, nobody ever sees it that way.
Yeah, that's your consequences. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That right there.
But I'm going to say,
you can have a, if you're now and you're single, you can still run into them. If you have casual sex with somebody that you just, you know, having a sexual relationship with, you can go into that saying, this is all we're going to do. And then it get good. And somebody's feelings can change.
They will.
I mean, it's human nature. It's something
I mean,
that
it's,
we
it's
think.
Scientifically proven that any time a it's scientifically proven any time a woman has sex that there's a certain hormone that is released that causes her typically. I know some females are capable of the Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim jump off behavior, but typically there's a chemical within us that causes us to emotionally attach to the person that we're being intimate with. It doesn't mean that that attachment will go so far as for someone to go, you know, postal or become a stalker. But please know, fellas, for the record, every time you decide to casually lay with somebody, and even if we want to take it to a spiritual realm, you are releasing, whether or not a condom is used or not, you are releasing your spirit into her. So if you're trying to figure out why she keep blowing up your phone and why she on your Facebook page and why she text messaging you and why she just, because you are now a part of her. And so if you don't want to deal with the ramifications of somebody being a part of you that you weren't even looking for like that, you know, find a different route. Yeah, Vaseline, prostitutes, you know, all kind of people. But please, you know what I'm saying? But please note that. Note to self, yeah, it happens all the time. All
you know
the time,
what?
And we can't. The older we get, we can't keep making excuses about, oh well, you know, we had said, or what had happened was. So what? So
right.
What?
That's
we always said something.
You got you.
And it's a lot of people that need to purge. If they purge and got some spirits of the many of you know, partners.
That's
that
why you can't keep the name.
Life.
That's why you can't keep the name straight when you're with him. You calling him Ted, his name Dan. That's because you was with Ted 6 months ago. You ain't worked Ted out the spirit yet, and you calling him Ted, his name Dan. Come on now. Mm-mm. Too much going on.
I bet y'all wasn't expecting this tonight. This is how we keep it real. Y'all better let somebody know the online happy hour is here to stay, and it is the truth. Text your family, holler at your folks on Facebook. We got some more time left on the show. I want to go ahead and get back to the phone line. They call from all over the country, Detroit, Kansas City, here in Dallas. Let's move a little bit further and talk to my man Kevin Blade that's chiming in right now. Kevin, you on the online happy hour. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston. It's just shoulder blade. It's cool. How you doing, Miss Jackie? Long time.
Jackie,
ain't talked to y'all in a while.
How you doing?
All right. Just out here dealing with this Houston heat out here. You know, like everybody
right.
else, I know it's scorching and hot as hell out there in Dallas. Same here.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But, yeah, I've been listening. I got disconnected a couple of times, but I kept calling back, so I was able to get online. Yeah, for the record, you know, sex was designed for a man and a woman, a married man and a woman. But we as people do it, you know. And as the young lady, I believe her name was Nikki, when you do sleep with someone and you orgasm, there's an emotional soul tie. And you keep doing it, it's consequences. And everything in life, there are consequences. What people gonna do? What they want to do anyway, you know. But and on the point where when you like say maybe somebody else, young lady called me up right now, I want to have relations with whatever. She might not want to have been in a relationship with me. But I'm just saying for me, if I make her orgasm 4 or 5 times, she gonna be emotionally tired. Cause that's when sex is all about orgasm. You know what I'm saying? That person, the male and the female orgasm. And that's it. But
right on.
There can be a problem if that person gets attached, you know. So it's just something you have to deal with, you know. You put yourself in a situation, you have to get yourself out of it. But it can be dangerous. I have a friend of mine. it's funny, it ain't funny. He, before he went out to Iraq, his girl called him up, he ain't seen in a while. She went to, I ain't going to say her name, whatever. She went to Grammy, whatever. And, she
yeah, don't say no more than that. Don't say no more than that.
No, I ain't going to say no more. I wouldn't know why to do that to me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'll make it short and simple. She called this dude, though. He about to go to Iraq. Good dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he works for the police department or whatever. So we're going to make a long story short. He over there. They over there handling their business or whatever. This her ex dude she had just broke up with 2 weeks ago just popped up at the house. And she wouldn't let him in. So he kicked the door down. My partner laid up in the bed, butt ass naked, his feet down in his sleep. And when I saw him, his face looked like a peanut butter. Cause this dude beat him, he beat the brakes off of him. You know, when you sleep, you sleep. You don't know what's going on with a person like I see hard, you know. But you can't defend yourself when you sleep. So he had to go out to Iraq. Well, his face looking like a beat-up, a peanut brittle, you know. So it's just consequences, you know. Some people put other folks' lives in danger. It just it can be dangerous. You know, a one night of fun, a one night fling, you can lose your life, lose your job. You know, it's consequences. You got to be careful.
Right. That's real talk, folks.
But
it can cost your life trying to get just some sex. And I mean, think about it.
But everybody is like, it's not going to happen to them. That's why it's okay. Because people feel like, it's not going to happen to me.
You escaped it the last time. Take that as the blessing it was. Be cool, baby. Like Goldie would say, look, dog, trust. We know that y'all, you know, as growing up as men, you want to get a hot man. I messed with her. I did her. I did this. I did that. Yeah. But you came out. You got to think about the consequences. These ladies are keeping it real, fellas. They are keeping it real. You may want to listen to what they're saying. Because it don't take all that. Trust me. I know. I have had my, and I have to look back at myself and be like, man, I was tripping. Whether it's 5 or 500, I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? It don't take all that. Because you got to think about what Nikki said. That was real talk. You are releasing your spirit up in this person.
Right,
and
right.
One good friend told me that if you cannot see yourself having a child with this person,
don't sleep with him.
No.
Yep.
That means my life. Because I had my fair share of moments, you know, out there just doing stuff just, you know, because I could, I wanted to, when I tried to, sometimes I didn't want to. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, like E-Dub was saying. But you got to think about it. Is it really worth that this one have my baby? Oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to have to pull back from this. Whatever age you are, fellas, go on and wake up. Let's just keep it 100 tonight and get back on the phone lines. That's good.
Right.
Mike, we appreciate you chiming in, my man.
Oh, that could be so good.
All right.
To you, that you slip up, and then, you know, ladies, oh, my God.
JJ, you don't get me, VD.
You want to make sure you ain't got a disease, or you want to make sure you're not pregnant. So you're not easy because you just slipped up.
Sometimes you come on time. That cousin of yours didn't make it on time.
Stressing out.
Now you got to think about Paul, who you really didn't like, but you was lonely that night.
Mm-hmm.
And came through and put it down. Now what? Oh my God! And I was just talking about my girlfriend. This situation done happened to me. Lord, I ain't going out this weekend. I'm gonna stay in the house. I'm gonna feel like being bothered.
Everybody like, what's wrong with you? Nothing.
Y'all know you done been there. And if you haven't, you've seen it on one of them little television shows on VH1. Y'all be watching. I see you. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Running around with your skinny jeans on, looking all cute. Speaking of skinny jeans, ladies, if you like to wear skinny jeans, then take your skinny ass on down to Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store in Dallas, Texas. The finest urban women's apparel. You can shop online at www.shopfatgear.com, and that's spelled shop, PHATGEAR.com. Also the place that you can pick up the controversial read, second place women who come in first. And if it's time to get them school supplies and get them uniforms back, please know that the bills are coming out pretty soon. The address is 3215 Kernwoods Drive in Dallas, Texas, Suite 106. If you're familiar with the DFW area, just know that it's off of I-20 off Hampton and Wheatland Drive by the Walmart. Holler at my man Sebo, 972-283-4327. Fat Gear, shopfatgear.com. Want to get back to the phone lines, Miss O'Mill, if you don't mind. This show is off the chain.
Let me back.
Pass it on to somebody else and, man, y'all can't believe this. Go on and get it. You know, my man Stanley wants to chime in, and then we're going to bring it off to the Funky Town Fort Worth. Stanley wants to chime in on the online happy hour, folks. 646-727-3279. Stanley, you on the line with us. Where you calling from, my man?
Stanley.
I'm calling all the way from New York. Great show, like usual. I don't agree with a lot of things you're saying and everything. There's no problem with your front
Somebody's not agreeing with your phone right now, Stanley. We can't quite hear you. Can you work, kind of move over a little bit and kind of help us back wherever you're standing?
You hear me better?
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Okay.
What?
Until you're up for up. Moment.
No.
With that.
I see.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, we understand, Stanley. Sometimes good sex can cause some trouble. But it sounds like that bad phone line you got right now is causing you some trouble. So we're gonna have to
we got a bad connection, Stanley. Try calling us back.
But that's okay. We definitely welcome your call, my man. Keep the phone lines cracking. We're going to keep them hot. I got to go to my man, Dr. Dwight Carey in Funky Town, Fort Worth, Texas. Dr. Carey, you're on the online happy hour here in Dallas, Texas. What's going on?
All right, Andy, my friend. How are you tonight?
Doing good, Doc. What's happening?
Hey, man, I have been listening to your callers, to the good advice. I've been in the chat room. I mean, things, this has touched a lot of key emotions. And that word, emotions, you know, when you're dealing with good sex, you're dealing with an emotional trigger. You know, it triggers a reaction. It triggers us to either run to you or run away from you for fear that, man, this may be going somewhere I don't want it to go. So, you know, we run away from good sex also because we know sometimes that, you know, when you're not ready to be caught, that good sex will catch you.
Oh, my God. Trust me. I've run from it. It hurt me deep. I had to check myself a few times and be like, man, I can't really. But I did. I just really say no. But, yeah.
Once you start realizing it can get you caught up, you definitely have to piece it out.
Hey, man, I understand that pillow get cold at night, ladies and gentlemen. But I'd rather have a cold pillow than a warm body that's crazy and deranged laying next to me any time.
I totally agree with that one. I totally agree with that one. I tell you what, Andy, a lot of people have had a lot of opinions and a lot of good thoughts tonight, and I really appreciate that conversation. But what I wanted to speak to was, you know, that emotional trigger. Remember that, you know, you have to be responsible for the emotions that come out from any gathering, from any meeting. You have to place yourself in a responsible position. Sometimes we look to, you know, that true player. I asked a question a little while ago, you know, does a person who makes love to your mind last longer than a person who makes just love to your body? Sometimes, you know, we use that as a mask. You know, people who are the true player and liar will massage your mind while they're massaging your body. And it tends to keep us from seeing the trigger points, keep us from seeing the warning signs that person may be just deranged. There may be one who flew over the cuckoo nest because they are working both ends of your emotions. I've enjoyed the conversation tonight, and you know, I put a deal on the chat line a while ago. Some letters. I just want to tell everybody what they mean. Long, hard, patient, passionate, juicy, long-lasting love. How do you get to that? It ain't by just jumping up and down. You have to come with the full package.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, that's real. Dr. Carey done kept it real, folks. Y'all know how we do. Where else can you go and talk to everybody around the world about real topics every week from real people? Miss Oatmeal is giving you the realness 101, folks.
That's right.
The living lady, she's doing her thing. The chat room is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? The phone lines are blowing up, and I'm just glad to be here. I may say something every now and then. I'm just glad to be in the presence of greatness. Let's go ahead and get the phone lines cracking tonight, folks. If y'all are learning something, and you know we're keeping it real, You can text three people right now, tell them to call this number, 646-727-3279, or hit your Facebook folks up and send them this link, www.blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spell was with a Z, and tell them about the topic tonight on the online happy hour, can good sex get you in trouble?
Yes. Nobody has said no. It's yes, yes, and yes.
Even more so, is it really worth the risk? I mean, think about it. There's a risk. You know going in that this may cause a problem. You know what I'm saying? We are all mature enough to see that there are certain examples and certain things that may happen. But sometimes you don't see those signs happening. Uh-huh. And it just so happens to pop off. I myself in particular can shadow mind share. It happened to me at an older age when most people had it happen, if at all, you know, in college or maybe high school. You know, I dated a young lady, and, you know, things weren't going well. And I said, listen, you know, we need a break. Let's just stop because it's just not going right. Now, verbally she agreed and said it was okay. So I spent time with somebody else. We had our fun. We went out, had a few drinks, you know, and had, you know, some key, good times. Went on back to my house and, you know, enjoyed the pleasure of each other's anatomy. Now, roughly about the time when the sun tries to come up in the air, usually that's when your alarm clock kicks off. But not me. Not Brown. Somebody was all up in my dough. And I'm thinking to myself, No, I didn't ask for the paper. Nobody's supposed to be coming over. Somebody's knocking on my door, seriously, profusely. It's the girl I used to date at 5 in the morning because she was circling the lot in my cul-de-sac doing drive-bys and saw an unfamiliar car. So she's trying her damnedest to get into the house. I've never been in this situation before. Now, you know how when you were watching cartoons back in the day, the good angel was on one shoulder, the bad angel was on one shoulder?
Right.
See, the good angel said, no. Let her move on. She must understand. But the little devil in me was like, man, if you don't choke this chick, put her in her car and send her back home. She tried to wrestle me and get in my house. No, who is this up in here? This is where I stay. You know all this? No, I don't belong to you. I verbally let you know this is it. I haven't called you in 3-4 days. I just don't want to deal with you right now. You shouldn't want to deal with me. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Because you have children, stay at home and nurture your family. Do not come over to my house at 5 in the morning or anybody's house, let alone. That's just a problem. Don't put yourself in those. And I didn't see it coming, folks. It just happened. But I knew how to deal with it because I had some other people around me who are used to living in drama situations that told me about these situations and how to handle them. Had that not been the case, I probably would have panicked and jumped out and let her in, and it would have been bloodshed all over the house, and I would have been the scene of a homicide. You don't just let people up in your house when it's not for you, even if you live there. That's a message to somebody else on the phone. 646-727-3279. We got my man, Kenny Ayer, that wants to chime in and call in and let folks know. Kenny, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Kenny Ayer? Like, there he is. Is that Kenny Ayer? Who is this on the phone?
Kenny Ayer.
Terry.
What's up, Terry?
What's going on, bro? Just Terry for short. Hello?
I'm sorry?
I said just Terry for short.
Terry. What's going on, my man? How you doing? Talk to us tonight.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the shot. You know?
Right now.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Okay, what's your question?
Hold on a quick, because I think my phone about to... Hello?
I believe.
Hello?
All right, well, I think, like, what are y'all, like, views on eating booty?
You know what, dog? It's cool, bro. Whatever your question is, you can always join us in the chat room and go on and hit us up with that one because it's got some Mac Headroom type echoes going on up in there, and it's kind of hard to understand what you're saying.
Are you on the Metro?
No, I got AT&T.
Who?
It's on an oh no. Like, oh no, you just shouldn't have called right now. But it's cool, dog. Just hit the chat room. We'll get back
to you. Yeah, we can't understand you.
We'll get back to you.
How y'all feel about eating butt? That's the question I asked.
Wow.
Well, we feel as if there should be something better on your menu. We did a show a few weeks ago talking about health and nutrition. You should try it before it goes in, not after it comes out.
Like, do y'all think that's do y'all think that's nasty, or do y'all think that's like that's just how we feel? How y'all, what y'all think about that?
Andy, can
I
answer that, please?
Some people like tossing salads, and some people like their salads to be tossed. But this is
actually I have a good set. Right, and why is there a why are you separating that act from just the total overall act of making love? I mean, you don't just randomly see somebody and be like, hey, can I perform, you know, fellatio or cunnilingus on you? So why is there a separation between the act of making love or having oral sex or doing whatever? It should all it should be all one encompassing act, I would think.
I don't even know how to just walk up and approach somebody. Excuse me, sweetheart.
Right.
I happen to see you from across the room. And the way you looking in them spandex jeans when you bent over to pick up that quarter, baby, I just want to know if I can stick my tongue. Unless I'm being a little too subtle. Maybe I'm being a little too forward.
Tossing the salad up.
Andy, if you ever approach a woman and ask her that, you're going to get slapped.
Maybe you came across a little bit too risque. So you know what? I like the way you ate that cheeseburger. I like the way the cheeseburger went in. Do you mind if I taste it coming out? Is that how you approach me? I understand how that works. I mean, I've never really had to say or been intrigued to continue with this conversation. Let's move on and get to the phone lines if y'all don't mind.
Yeah,
we have Miss Monica Renee that wants to chime in on the topic. 646-727-3279. You're on the online happy hour. Hey, Monica, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, Andy. Hey, Oatmeal. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm actually en route to the Hollywood Bowl, so bear with me. But hopefully I won't have so many technical problems like some of the other people on the phone. Look, I just wanted to say great topic. Definitely needs to be discussed. I just posted in the chat room, you know, just to remind people that, you know, it's not always about, I mean, of course, being protected is definitely a number one. People have their own, they're into their own things, like the young man who just, you know, was hesitant about his question. I guess that was from his own personal experience, you know, do you. But, you know, feeling is attached to an experience, you know. So be careful about the experiences. And sometimes what I say is that some people who just have to, I mean, if it's good, it's good, you know. And if you're good, you're good. You just have to discern and decipher who to be good to and who to allow to be good to you. You know, so just always be careful about that, you know, and because it's, like I said, it's easy. 2 a.m. good feeling after doing whatever can definitely turn into a 2 a.m. feeding. So if you're not ready for the consequences and all that goes along with whatever, then, you know, keep it to yourself, you know. Let it ride until you're ready to share it with somebody special.
And if you just have to kind of, you know, spread it out.
Yeah, exactly. Don't use it as no sports. You know, they do the Olympics every year. They do champions. I mean, every 4 years. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have an Olympic thing going on here. Something, you know. This isn't no every year championship, every sport. I knew a girl, every time the sports season changed, she was on to a different sport. And the bottom line is that by the time we ended up getting out of college, she was all used up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
One that can't go to homecoming.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't. And don't let a jalopy. You know, my parents always had nice cars. You know what I'm saying? They always had nice vehicles, but I never saw them take their nice vehicles and take them on somebody's old yard, front yard, and let them sit up and just let any old body work on them. Treat your body the same way.
You know,
yeah,
don't be the type.
It's kind of the equivalent of driving a 1996 Honda Accord. It's durable. It's dependable. And trust, it's going to have plenty of miles on it, but something about it is just really comfortable to ride in. And for some odd reason, that value just kind of hangs around a little bit longer than expected. Y'all see them. I promise you're going to see one tomorrow on the way in traffic.
But you know what? There's nothing like the smell of a fancy new car.
But you know what? It's a fancy new cars out there that's got 100,000 miles of them already.
And the warranty ain't worth a damn.
Well, look, I don't know. I've never seen any of those, but the ones that's all used up, you know, I'd rather roll with somebody who's been discerning as much as possible, because I've run across some that, you know, I tell you, they have more tracks than a heroin addict, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm like, oh, run. When you hear your spirit say run, you're going to be crazy? Mm-mm. Get out of the way.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. I've seen it be hereditary sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the family, not everybody, but majority of the family are cheaters.
Mm-hmm. You mean hoeing, running in the family?
Are very promiscuous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had those little generational curses that just kind of spill on over. You know, they're male and female, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Male and female, you know.
Bringing women to the family reunion. Forget her name when it's time.
I've seen it in certain families. I've seen it.
Oh yeah, and if we could, you know, just, you know, it kind of gets rough trying to hear the same thing over and over again. Every time you go to a different event, you see a different person. They're saying, "Oh, this is my girlfriend. This is my boyfriend." Okay, just start calling them people friends, please. You know, please. They just your friends.
Just
that's it. Yeah, fellas, don't get upset because a female says this is my friend. You know. And ladies, I mean, you know, come on, because you might not be the friend 2 weeks down the road or 4 weeks down the road. So until you decide that, you know, it's going to be me and you, then we could talk about some, you know, this is who you are to
right.
me. So let's just, I'm done.
And what
hey,
was
I'm
the
trying
first
to,
thing
I'm trying,
said
I'm trying to be like Miss Brown, keep it real.
You said something very important that I would like for you to say again about the emotional connection.
Right. You know, it's a feeling. It's based on an experience, you know, and unfortunately sometimes people can't get that feeling or get that experience again, and they're constantly trying to seek it. So they utilize sex as a sport. It's not a sport. It's something special, you know. It really is, because like I've heard everyone say, or some people say, you know, you don't want all that in your body. You don't want to be try to be connected to all these different people, you know. And you
right.
start comparing one to the other, and then this one to that one, and this one to. I've been guilty of it because some people just can't come my way based on my experience.
Right, and you know
and
what?
That's a hard thing to shake.
That's right. It is. I'm going to be honest. I don't like the hurt feeling that it gave me with my experience. I was broke up and broke down on the inside. But this was something that I agreed to.
Right.
I didn't like that feeling. So you know what? I stopped doing that because I didn't like the feeling that it gave me. I felt very hurt. And I didn't want to feel that pain again. If I want somebody, I want them. I don't like to be
right.
told no.
Exactly.
I don't.
Exactly. In it to win it, you know. And it's the same thing, you know. And I can be, you know, I have no problem being candid. But you know, when young ladies are growing up and they're engaging in sexual activity, or they lose their virginity, or they give away their virginity, lose it, drop it off, put it on their way, whatever they're doing, I don't know, but. The bottom line is, depending on the emotion or the feeling that's attached to that whole process, it determines a lot of how you.
So as a young lady, I just figured that a lot of men, this is what they did. So I chose not to be in that position. You know, you wasn't going to be a one-stop shop. I wasn't going to be your one-stop shop. You know, so, you know, I made some decisions early in the game that I was going to take control of the situation.
Right.
You know, protect myself. And I've had people say, you know, take off your helmet. And they said, why? You know, because we're going to keep this real clear. Sex is sex, and intimacy is intimacy.
Right.
Bottom line.
Exactly.
And that's the feeling. Exactly. But then as you grow up and you have a spiritual epiphany, or you grow in you know, in your beliefs and in your faith, and some things get rearranged and you start, you know, learning some other things, then you can say, you know what, I can enjoy this and be attached to this person from a spiritual perspective and really be intimate with this person. Other than that, it is what it is, an activity.
Mm-hmm.
135 calories if you're doing it right, you can burn.
If I can just piggyback on that.
We want to get to the phone lines and bring another caller in. We have my man Sean chiming in from Baton Rouge that wants to chime in to the show tonight. He's on the online happy hour. We're talking about tonight what the fantastic topic that we're on tonight. Can good sex get you in trouble? Sean, you're on the line. What's going on, my man?
Yeah, you guys have really touched on a whole lot, Andy. Over there, Nikki, how y'all guys doing? A lot of the doc that called in, he said some things I was going to say about the euphoric feeling or whatever. But, you know, one of the things that I want to say, too, there is sex after 38, and it is good. I know, I think it was Nikki Sid made a comment, do they do it? But, yeah, it is real good after that. But, you know, one of the things I like to say is that it's like a question, you know, and I have an 11-year-old daughter. How do you guys, I mean, I look at myself and where I am, who I am. How do you guys, I mean, how do women know to give this man a chance?
Well,
you know?
I just got some major feedback. Yeah. Can you feedback?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, how do you guys know to give a man a chance?
Ooh, that's a good
to
one.
To engage. I mean,
we know within the first 3 minutes of a conversation.
Right.
We know
it.
We know.
The first 3 minutes of the conversation for most men is game.
Absolutely. And we recognize that, too. Let's not get it twisted. Game recognizes
that. I don't see
that.
I don't see that because I got a lot of friends, and I look at them how they done dog women and mistreated them. Hell, I even got the tag back in the day of being a player. And
okay, well,
I was a man who didn't want to be a player.
Women have become accustomed to this whole thing of a man is going to be a man. Man's going to do what a man wants to do.
There you
and
go.
When I say that women game recognizes game, we invented game. You know, men are not as great in bed as they think. It's our ego that makes y'all think that. What I'm simply saying is that, you know, we go along to get along in most instances. Mm-hmm. And you do have some women out there who believe they can change a man. There are many women who believe because they possess certain qualities. It used to be back in the day that if you were self-sufficient and independent and you were educated and you weren't out there and you've relatively been a good girl, then your chances of landing a man would increase.
We're better.
Well, they were better. Well, that doesn't hold true anymore because people are basically sleeping with people for Happy Meals. So at the end of
the
day,
time.
what we're charged with is that women have been going along to get along, and we do recognize the game. It depends, and Ms. Oatmeal can attest to this, it depends on where that woman is in her life. Is she just that lonely where she's going to lay up with this fool knowing nothing is going to come out of it, hoping and praying that this Negro is going to change, or is she just along for the game ride, depending on what he drives, where he lives, how much money he has? Please trust and believe. We know. And some women are guilty of playing the victim role. Oh, I loved him and he did this. No, you let him do that.
Yeah,
so we're
exactly.
not necessarily always innocent when it comes to these dudes that we choose to entertain.
Oh, I don't believe
we
you guys
know,
are innocent at all.
We know
at
y'all,
all.
Not all of y'all, but we know bullshit when we hear it.
Exactly.
Up front, close, and personal.
Not to cut you off, but one of the things I used to do when I grew up, when I was young, and I was working in the banking industry, I happened to be one of the guys that was passed around because of the sex. I was engaging in a relationship, I thought, with an older woman at the time. I was only 22 when I come out of college, and she was 27. But she was basically, after we had had the first encounter, now I thought this was going to be my girlfriend. See, I grew up stupid because I was taught that if a woman gives you her flower, you take it and you embrace it and you hold it, you caress it, and you make that woman yours. See, I really like this woman. But after I had sex with her, next thing I know, I was being passed around because she was like, well, I just really like having sex with you, but you're not, at that age, I wasn't I was just starting off in the bank. And I eventually got away from that life totally. But it was like all these women want to do that to me. And then when I moved back to Louisiana, back to Baton Rouge from Wisconsin, that happened to me again. I got the player tag, nicknamed Pimp, and I couldn't understand how. But it was like women put me in a category at one time that I was a player. But the craziest thing happened when I got married. My then wife saw, well, you're not a player at all. Because I'm not a cheater. Because I don't do nothing but is when it's family-like. But women playing these games, trying to master these games, you know, they in a lot of ways, they distort what my mama taught me to be. And that's what's so hard.
It does take two to play the game. It takes two to play the game. So
right.
In your younger years, 22, 23.
I agree.
23,
I mean, I did engage in the sex. I mean, I'm not, I did
do
that.
Yeah, because I'm like, by the time you were 25, something should have kicked in, like, whoa, okay, this is going swell. So.
Well, when I was 22, you know, it's just like, I guess, a girl who, I guess, strips or whatever. You know, she do it one time, and then it makes it easy. So after Paula had, said, well, I couldn't believe it. I want you to do what you did, you know. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, well, you know, you're not old enough for me. That's how I said, well, all right. So I took the time to get to know her friend Mary, and next thing you know, I was doing everybody in the band. But
wow.
I left that lifestyle because I didn't want it to be just about sex. And sometimes I have encountered, like what you was talking about, well, one thing I've encountered recently, you know, is with a couple ex-girlfriends since my divorce. You know, I've encountered the coming by my house. I've encountered the stalking. I've encountered the calls asking, could we at least do that? And I'm like, well, so it's on the other side, too, sometimes. It's not just women getting treated like that. Some men are made to feel as though they can't do nothing but that.
Yeah, I agree. It's on both sides.
Yeah, and
I can understand what both of you are.
It's a shame because, I have actually since August of last year, I've only been with, three women, but I've decided not to do nothing with a woman until we get past a certain level in a relationship.
Keep your mindset right there, Alan. That's cool.
Huh?
Keep your mindset right there, man.
Exactly.
Right there.
Malik Yoba, he did that some years ago. He's a little older than me, but he did that some years ago. And I said,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, bro. We just had to go ahead and let it be known. Definitely want to give a shout-out. If you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this Saturday, definitely wants you to go out and have a good time. R&B and neo-soul artist Rashawn Patterson, live at the Door in Deep Ellum in Dallas. Get your tickets now at www.foundationdfw.tivk. That's T as in Tom, I as in Igloo, V as in Victor, K.
Ticket Leap.
I'm sorry, Ticket Leap. It came off on the scroll. My bad, y'all. The show starts at 8 o'clock p.m. Make sure it's again. I can give it to you. www.foundationdfw.ticketleap.com. Show starts at 8 o'clock p.m. We're having a great time on the online happy hour. Sean, didn't mean to cut you off. We definitely had to send that shout out right there. So we want to just ask a couple questions before we get the show wrapped up. This has been a great, great show. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. Ms. O'Meara, what advice would you have for individuals who believe that having sex with someone can cause them some problems?
Well, I mean, it can. The answer is yes.
Okay.
And it just depends on how seriously we're going to take sex.
Okay.
In today's society.
Right.
Straight up. Some people are still going to do what they want to do. It just is what it is. We're going to do what we want to do.
Indeed.
But then there are consequences, which is trouble. And the consequences are, as we stated earlier, you might catch a disease.
Mm.
You might get killed.
Bad.
You might get beat up. We've heard stories of, you know, tonight with people getting beat up. Doors getting kicked in.
Yeah. Not putting else to the walls, folks. It ain't always that good.
Pregnancy. You know, abortion, stalkers, all this stuff comes with good sex.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what shoe or what side of the fence you're on. If you're the person that gets caught up,
mm-hmm.
or if you're the other person, you have an issue either way it goes. Either way
right.
it goes. There's trouble. So, hey, if you got to have sex, I mean, of course you're going to have some good sex. Don't have sex if it's not good. Now, come on now. So if you're going to do it, you better do it right. But stop having back-to-back-to-back-to-back sex with that person because you're going to risk getting in some type of trouble. Try to spread it out.
Right.
That way that emotional, they'll still think about you.
Yeah, I'll just be in there.
No, they'll still think about you. But you spread it out,
mm-hmm.
and then you can come back together. See, in between that time, you had a chance to calm down, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But then if you just feel that you need to get it again with that individual, you can do it. If it's what you have to do. I'm not condoning sex before marriage, trust me, because we do understand what it was made for.
Wanting and wanting.
But we know that, you know, it's not going to stop. So, I mean, we can take some type of precaution to this issue here.
Right.
But if you want trouble, go ahead on. But you might have some consequences if you don't know how to break it off or walk away from it.
That's the realness. She's coming with it, folks. Miss Oatmeal Brown, follow her on Facebook and also realness101.com. The website is coming soon. Folks, I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. Miss Nikki, I know, are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. I know you've enjoyed yourself tonight. This has just been a
Absolutely.
Great topic. You know how we get down. Up in Detroit, they're doing it big. Here in Dallas, Texas, we're doing it big. Folks is calling in from all the way out in Baton Rouge, Kansas City, Chicago, Houston. They're listening in California. They're listening in Miami, also in New York. Even Shreveport, Louisiana, folks. I mean, this is the show that helped all of us understand and get some real talk, get some real conversation. I enjoy just being a part of this show and just listening each and every week. So, folks, I just want to mention there's some great things going on. The Realness 101 Entertainment, we're here to stay. Follow us on Facebook. Just reach out to us on Facebook and let us know how you like the show. How was your weekend page is where we're at. And also know that Realness 101 Entertainment is here. The record label is in effect. And you're going to hear some really smooth grooves coming out from Miss Oatmeal Brown. She's coming with the realness each and every week, folks. Also be sure to check out that hot single, Knick Knack, slamming on YouTube is the video. Just to let you know it's available for 99 cents. Also online, Amazon.com, CD Baby. And also, where else can we find it?
CD Baby, iTunes.
iTunes. Sorry about the mishap, folks. We keep it real. We're going to be doing so for a very long time. Also want to let you know that if you're in town this weekend, join us this Saturday, July 30th at Teaser Salon. We're going to be coming back and we're going to be doing a hot live roundtable. Y'all heard us on the blog. We're coming back with the live shows as well. 3023 Commerce Street, where second place women who come in first, the book is going to be discussed. Food, drinks, some music. We're going to be jamming. We're going to have a real good time, so make sure you come out and support us. Check us out, 3023 Commerce Street at Teaser Salon in Dallas, Texas. Folks, this is an opportunity for you to understand and promote your business. Follow us on Facebook. And if you have a business or you know somebody doing big things in your area, tell them to reach out to us. Hit us at howwasyourweekend@yahoo.com. Let us know what's going on if you need to advertise your business to a nationwide audience. 21,000 listeners strong, folks. The numbers are growing, and it's because of you that we can do it. I've had a great show tonight, Miss Oatmeal. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed myself as usual, and I just appreciate all the callers and the bloggers for keeping it 100.
That's what's up.
It was straight 100 tonight. There weren't any opinions. These were all facts.
Right.
All facts. And we all, unless you are a virgin, unless you are a virgin.
Learn something tonight.
Okay. Understand, we may have had one of these experiences or more, or know somebody.
Who's been there.
Right.
Done that. Shouldn't have done that. Meant to do that.
It's like a drug. It's just like a drug. It's no different from a drug. Sex is a drug.
And like Keenan said, if he was BDR, he couldn't have done that. This is what's up, folks. I love it. I enjoy the show. I mean, as we wrap it up, folks, we just want to thank the panel for their insight. We want to thank the fantastic folks who have called in and been blogging with us and expressing their thoughts in the chat room and also chiming in on the phone lines and listening as well. This has been great. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time with us tonight and you got some good information out the show, just do us a favor. Tell three more people to tune in with next week. Don't listen and be selfish, folks. Let them know what's going on as we come back with another hot topic. We're going to post it on Facebook, post it on Blog Talk Radio, Yahoo, and also Google Plus coming to you, folks. We're going to be doing it big. So log in, listen, and learn, folks. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the realness101.com. Go check it out. God first.
Good night to my fam. Go mob to the frat. Here's some knick-knack on the way out the door. And we gone, folks.
And we gone.
You like the way my body lays. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like that, so come and get that. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like my knick-knack paddywhack. I know you like that, so come and get that.
I got the big thighs and the big hips. I got them slanted eyes and the sexy lips. The real chick, you can kick it with. Dumb dollars, bitch, that's what I represent. All the fellas love me, they want it from me. That goody, goody, real sexy hoodie. More than love, but just enough. All this patty, waddy, make you fall in love.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that you can see me. Thick as hell, full thick your face and lift. No extra ass hustle, no extra